Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. There are few things in life that compare to the feeling of getting your first paycheck or salary deposit. There's a rush that comes with the knowledge that you are officially financially independent of your parents or guardians, that you are equipped to buy anything your heart desires. How long that feeling lasts is another issue, but it's important not to waste the opportunity to get yourself off to a good start financially by making the right moves at the very start of your career. We provide some tips to help you make smart decisions with your first paycheck on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Payday, payday, money, money, money. Time to check my account. Money, money. Hold on there. All of this, them tell me if they see.
Tip number one, appreciate the difference between your gross pay and take-home pay. Unless your employer went into detail about your salary and benefits package beforehand, it's likely that you will be quoted an annual or monthly salary figure. Many persons find out the hard way that the figure you're told isn't always what you will see in your bank account. In the first instance, there may be government taxes and other statutory deductions. Then there are office-related deductions such as health and life insurance and your pension, and other deductions related to staff activities such as your social club or other benefits. Your payslip will outline all individual deductions. Get familiar with it and get to know how much money you're really making.
Yeah, Jessica. Yes, man, me dead upon my eyelash. Worse like when me just get my first paycheck. Me I go all out. Clothes, shoes, hair, the works. I'm me so fabulous.
Tip number two, start compulsory savings. In most cases, expenses at the start of your career are often the least onerous, and many persons use this as license to splurge on things they've always wanted, such as clothes, shoes, going out, etc. In their haste to spend, they often overspend, thinking they can make it back up with the next paycheck. Needless to say, that's a bad idea. Your best bet is to get into the habit of making a budget and forcing yourself to save specified amounts each month before you start spending. The sooner you get accustomed to saving these amounts, the less painful it will be when you start saving more as your earnings increase. Not to mention, the money you save today can be a down payment on a house or car in the future.
How much is your student loan again?
$5,000 per month. Me did really plan for payback 10, you know. But like on my first paycheck, suppose me just pay 6 and add the rest to the fabulous plan. That don't make sense.
Tip number 3, ignore the urge to avoid or pay the minimum amount on your debts. It's tempting to just close your eyes to your debts and obligations for just that first paycheck and splurge on everything you want. But before you know it, 1 month becomes 2, and 2 becomes 6, and you're snowballing in debt. Once again, the goal is to establish good habits at the outset so you will have the willpower to avoid bad financial choices in the future. Tip number 4, reward yourself. With all that planning, it's easy to forget that you are the one who did all the work to pass your subjects, pass the job interview, and get yourself gainfully employed. These are achievements worth celebrating. After you've made your budget and handled all your obligations, go ahead and treat yourself. And just like saving, this is a habit you should stick with as you grow in your professional career.
Me did have a whole heap of plans for my first paycheck, you see. But my father sit me down and explain a few things to me about saving and planning for the future. I made a budget and it turns out I can't go full fabulous, but I can still buy them shoes I tell you about. Yes, girl. Quarter fabulous is still fabulous, not true?
That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.